Good afternoon, everyone. Nate Dickinson with you on KATE 1450. We're talking sports as we do every single weekday during the 3 p.m. hour. We're joined over the phone by Marilyn Clausen. She's working over at Thorncrest right now, but also has a sports story to tell, too. But I want to start just by asking you a little bit about just everything going on. And we thank you, first off, just for everything that you guys have done over there during this time that's tough for everyone, and taking some time out of your day just to call in and talk. It's a really general question, but just how are things over there with everything going on at Thorncrest right now?
Well, thank you, Nate. I appreciate the time for the call. We're doing pretty good. Thus far, we have no cases of COVID, which is wonderful. We're trying very, very hard with our staff and residents to keep everyone safe and healthy. We're all wearing masks and the goggles, and we're encouraging our residents to wear the mask as well. We have been trying to keep them as active as we can also. We have bingo that we play in the hallways. We have church devotions in the hallways. We are very fortunate in our corporation that we have what's called the Eversound headphones and transmitters. So we have been able to connect with families. I have a schedule every day from 9 to 4 o'clock that we meet at windows, and a resident will wear a headphone, a family wears a headphone, and all that's between them is the glass. And it's like they're with each other, but they just can't touch each other because of the glass. So we're fortunate that our company has these for us, and we're able to use those through this pandemic. Also, we do a lot of FaceTimes. We have an iPad, and we do a lot of Skypes on our laptops. So we've been trying to connect families throughout our whole entire building, and it's just been really, really fun. One night, I was able to go to Japan with a resident and his wife so they could talk to a grandson that's in the service there, which was, it was so unique going to Japan. And I've been to California with relatives, Colorado, you know, and of course the local ones around town here too. But it's just been really a neat experience for the resident and myself, actually. We try to bring in different foods that residents enjoy, like Jake's Pizza. You know, we've ordered in, and we've had a group of one or two people, you know, around a table that's 6 foot apart that they can enjoy. Kentucky Fried. We have music therapy twice a month, which now we've had on the laptop with Emma, our music therapist, and we use our Eversound headphones, and they are able to enjoy the music therapy sessions twice a month that way again. So we're trying to do as much as we can to keep everyone healthy and happy, you know, and we're all in this together. We are.
No doubt about it, and it's great news that you're able to do all that and that you don't have any cases, and I know it's in part, at least, because of all the hard work that you guys do out there, and we thank you for all of that. And
well, we're just happy to do it. We're just, they're precious folks to all of us, and we want everybody to be safe. Yep.
They are. I've been over a few times when either the Twins Caravan came by or to get an interview in with someone, and I've been treated nothing but nice by everyone, just either going through the hallways or actually having conversations. You're 100% right there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now, well, let's talk a little bit about your story in sports in the past. Can you just break down a little bit of what you were involved in when you were an athlete here at Albert Lea as well, and just your kind of story as to how you kind of got hooked on sports earlier on?
Well, I am so proud to be a graduate and alumni of Albert Lea High School. I graduated in 1976, and I participated in sports ever since junior high. I was fortunate that I could be on the track team when I was a ninth grader, and I just have had fantastic coaches. Lois Fagerquist was a track coach, and just a wonderful experience with the girls' track program. I was fortunate enough. I did a Big Nine Conference champion, regional champ, and I was fortunate to go to the state tournament also in the shot put. So, I mean, it was just a fantastic experience in the track. I was also out for basketball and volleyball, and I was out on the girls' first golf team ever that we had in Albert Lea. Tom Clausen was the teacher, or was a coach, and it was so fun to be a part of, I guess, history, as you'll say, to be on the first girls' golf team. So sports for me has been just wonderful in my life. It develops you mentally, physically, to strive and do better, you know, in your life. And I'm just proud to be an athlete and proud to be someone from Albert Lea to represent our town.
When was it that you first kind of realized that sports was something for you? You mentioned you started out in junior high, but is there any sort of memory that you have from back then of just either doing something well in a sport or anything like that when you were first starting out that you're just like, this is something that I want to be a part of for a long time?
Well, I guess sports for me kind of started when I was a child. Before Thorncrest was built, it was St. Mary's School, and there was a big field across from our house, and all of our neighbor kids, we all played baseball and kickball. So, I mean, sports has been part of my life. And then I was always on the summertime softball leagues, women's leagues. And I was, as a ninth grader, I was able to participate in the adult league, you know, at J.M. Snyder Fields. And then we had tournaments every weekend. So, I mean, sports has just been a big part of my life. And then when I did go to college in La Crosse, I was on the indoor and outdoor track team there. So, you know, sports has just followed me. And it's kind of followed me here at my job here. I want residents to be active because you feel so much better when you are active. And I do work closely with our wellness director, Leah Atz, who works here. And we try to do different things with our residents to keep them active, to keep them want to go down to the wellness room and work out, to go to exercise classes. So we work together to keep everyone healthy and feeling good that way too through exercise. You talk about the Twins. Baseball season is a big deal to me, so it's kind of tough this year not having a baseball season. Our residents, we keep track of the games through the seasons and if they won or if they lost. And at coffee times, we'd always talk about the game that was the day before. And so it's kept them active with the players with the season. And we have been so fortunate to have the caravan here because it's such a neat feeling to have professional athletes here, you know, and visiting with you and telling their stories about how they got started in baseball.
I want to ask more about that as well. You kind of hinted at it before, but just how do you feel like your experiences in sports before have helped you in trying to get in the job you have now, people more active at Thorncrest in the same way? And I guess a different kind of vein, how have those things benefited those people, being active, whether it be just being involved in the community with the Twin stuff that you talk about there, or actually getting out and exercises, or even just going to play bingo out there, keeping the mind active and things like that? A lot of people talk about the physical benefits of, like, you know, the younger athletes and stuff like that, but how is it helping the people that you're dealing with over at Thorncrest?
It has helped them to stay flexible, to have better balance, to mentally be able to socially be a part of, you know, the facility. It just helps them so much to, when you're active and walking around or being with others, you're just so mentally alert. Whereas if you would just be sedentary, you know, just sitting in a chair all day long in your apartment or your house by yourself, you don't grow. And the residents, they just miss each other when, you know, they can't be out of their apartments, like if they're quarantining for 14 days. I mean, they miss being with people. They miss that social interaction with people. And it keeps them healthy. You know, we've been pretty healthy over here at Thorncrest, and I think that's part of it because we have residents that are up and out of their apartments. You know, they're visiting, they're playing cards, they're working out. I mean, it just makes you stronger as a person to be out and about and working out.
I want to go back to when you were involved in athletics back in the 70s. And we talked to a Mary Beasy a little while back, and she had some really interesting stories just about the start of Title IX, the growth of girls' sports at the high school level as well. What was it like for you when you're starting out and even junior high earlier on and going through high school? How did things grow and become more opportunistic for girls to get involved in sports as you were someone who was kind of right in the middle of it all, as it was all kind of starting all when Title IX passed in 1972.
Right. One story I have is on the track team, to start out with, we did not have a locker room to start with. And so we'd go to Hammer Field, we'd have to come dressed from the school, you know. So we had the old Hammer schoolhouse, and we asked Lois, our coach, if we could use that building. You know, it was in bad shape on the inside, and she got permission from the district. And so as a bunch of us from the track team, we spent weekends cleaning and painting that old Hammer schoolhouse, and we eventually got to use that as our locker room. So it's like we felt privileged to be able to do something, you know, and proud of that, that we turned this building into something that we could use. As far as the girls' sports, Albert Lee has been really good as far as, you know, we've had track teams for women and the men. Basketball teams the same way. I think the growth, when I was in elementary school, we only had the Girls Athletic Association, the GAA, and we played the half-court basketball. And then it grew that we got to be a competitive group after that Title IX, you know, started. We got to compete just like the guys did. You know, we just didn't go against each other. It was we got to go out of town and compete with other teams finally, which was fun to do, you know.
Of course. How long did it take for that growth to happen? I mean, when did the other schools around the area start getting those programs in place where you were able to get out there? I mean, Title IX means everything has to be equal. So was it just right away that gets passed and now you're able to go to Austin or Mankato or wherever it is to play?
No, it seemed like it took a few years for that to happen. It did. We had, you know, good athletic director. You know, we had Jim Gustafson, and he was for the girls too, you know, and he fought for us. So I think it was not that long. It didn't take that long for us to be as competitive as the guys were, you know. It didn't seem like a long time. I couldn't tell you how many years, but it didn't seem like that long of a time. It really didn't.
Were there times where Jim had to really fight for you guys? Was there pushback at all from the community?
I guess I didn't ever see that. He did a good job helping us, and from what we saw, it seemed to be okay. You know, I don't know back in the office what he all went through, but for us, it seemed to go fine. Yeah, yep.
All right, well, that's good at least. Now, yep. I want to talk a little bit more about what you're doing now at Thorncrest. You mentioned the Twins and how involved things are with the team there, just with everything you do. But you guys have also put together a thing where you like to, at least once a year, take everyone out to a Minnesota Twins game up at Target Field, which is a really cool thing to do for everyone out there. How all did that get started?
Gosh, that got started a long time ago. I guess the time that the Polads were going to not have baseball on TV anymore, it was going to be that private channel. We, as a group of residents and myself, we kind of wrote a letter, and everyone signed it, and we sent it to the Twins organization saying how sad we would be if we could not watch baseball. You know, we had Kate Radio, but we like to watch and listen at the same time. You know, a lot of residents do. And so we sent that letter off, and I bet it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, in the mail, I got a letter from the Polad family saying that they've chosen not to do that, and it will be on the regular TV station again. And because of what you folks did and the meaning of baseball to you, they gave us tickets to the suite and treated us with a bus paid for and the suite for the game. And it's like, wow, is this ever cool, you know? So, I mean, it was really a fun time, and from then on, it seemed like I had someone I could connect with, and we just were able to get the baseball players here every year after that. So we've been fortunate. We really have.
Do you have a favorite memory from those kind of times, either going to a game or when the Twins caravan comes over to Thorncrest?
My favorite memory is when we had a resident that was not doing well. He was in the dying process, and baseball was such a huge, huge thing to him. And I was able to get some of the players to come over to him, and signed baseballs and things, but they thanked him for his support through the years because they knew his condition. And it was like 2 to 3 days after that, this resident passed away, and it was like, I'll never in my life forget that because it meant so much to this person, you know, in the state that he was in his life. And I thought, I am so happy that this could occur for him. That's the best memory I have of the twins right now.
Yeah, that's a good one, no doubt.
Yep.
I want to ask Marilyn before we let you go, Marilyn Clausen with us here on KATE 1450. We've talked a lot about just what you did when you were younger, actually being involved in sports, how it's kind of evolved into what you end up doing now. What are the things that you think are the lessons that you learn from sports that you take away after you're done actually being on the field? What are the values, life lessons that you're able to get out there that really help people get ready to go out and there live their lives at the youth level when they're playing?
Just be committed. Committed to what you want to do. You know, you have to be determined in your own self that you want to succeed, and you need to work out. You need to keep up the workouts. You know, you have some bad times and you have some good times, but you need to be consistent and keep working out and keep doing it. You know, it'll go fine, you know. You'll just be a better person. You'll feel better about yourself when you can continue to keep working out and doing the things that you enjoy doing in sports.
All right, Marilyn, thanks again for taking some time to talk to us. Marilyn Clausen with us here on KATE Radio. We'll be talking to you again at some point soon, I'm sure, as the Twins caravan will hopefully be back again at Thorncrest at some point, and hopefully we'll have baseball at some point in this summer as well. But Marilyn, thanks for taking some time to talk to us. It's been real fun getting to learn about what you did before and kind of what you're doing now with Thorncrest as well. And we'll, again, talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Nate, for everything you do. Appreciate it.